This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economy is playing a major role in driving global growth. Addressing the Indian community at Jakarta in Indonesia this evening, Mr. Modi said the government is working on the mantra of reform, perform and transform. He asserted that India is a nation with more than a billion dreams in motion and is making rapid strides in sectors ranging from energy and connectivity to semiconductor manufacturing. The Prime Minister said India's journey towards self-reliance is becoming a multiplying force not only for Indonesia but for the entire ASEAN region. He stressed that India and Indonesia share a common vision of development and cannot afford to wait or slow down. Prime Minister Modi has said India and Indonesia have immense opportunities to deepen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. Addressing a joint session of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta this afternoon, Mr. Modi highlighted the growing partnership between the two nations. The Prime Minister said history will be made when India's 140 crore people and Indonesia's 29 crore people move forward together in pursuit of shared progress.
आने वाले 25 वर्ष हम दोनों देशों के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज मैं यह संकल्प लेकर आया हूं कि भारत और इंडोनेशिया मिलकर पूरी मानवता को एक नई ऊर्जा से भर सकते हैं। जब भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक, इंडोनेशिया के 29 करोड़ नागरिक साझा प्रयासों से मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे, तो दुनिया एक नया इतिहास रचते हुए देखेगी।
Earlier, both leaders also held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders witnessed the signing of several memorandums of understanding covering defense, critical minerals, agriculture, steel, maritime cooperation, and emerging technologies. Prime Minister Modi was today conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honor, the Bintang Adipurna, by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during a ceremonial event. Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude for the award and dedicated it to the people of India and described it as a reflection of the enduring historical and civilizational ties between India and Indonesia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the mission to plant 70 lakh saplings in Delhi under the Ek Ped Makenam Abhiyan to increase green cover in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that this campaign is a significant initiative aimed at transforming Delhi's environment. Mr. Shah said that the central government and the Delhi government have resolved to fully develop 6,300 hectares of green ridge area into forest land over the next 4 years and ensure its protection. In Kerala, three people were killed in a landslide at the tunnel construction site near Kaladi in Wayanad district following heavy rainfall today. Nine workers who were trapped underground were rescued and shifted to the Government Medical College Hospital, Mapadi. Six others remain missing and are feared trapped beneath the debris. Rescue operations are continuing with teams from the Fire and Rescue Services and Disaster Response Agencies. In China, 20 people died and over 300 others injured in one of the country's worst floods. Authorities said the extreme weather in several places in China since last night has caused havoc. President Xi Jinping today called for all-out efforts to organize flood emergency rescue, disaster relief and treatment of the injured. Meanwhile, 11 people killed after tornadoes, thunderstorms and high-velocity gales hit the eastern part of Hubei province last night. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe and Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over North Interior Karnataka, Saurashtra, Kutch, Vidarbha, Rajasthan and parts of Northeastern region during the next 2 days. In men's cricket, India will take on hosts England in the third T20 international of the five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. In FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on Egypt in round of 16 matches in Atlanta tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.